is Dr. Mejia, the GM for the patient Sandra Diaz, Medicare records 152351, date of birth 11/13/1968, referring physician Dr. Nicole Brenner, B-R-E-N-N-E-R, procedure performing GD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, date of the procedure November 2nd, 2022, indications, screening for colon cancer, GERD, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, polyp in the fundus and body of the stomach, number 2, diffuse gastritis, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, diverticulosis coli, next number, otherwise normal colonoscopy, pure paragraph, deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was fair, pure paragraph, opera procedures per double template, pure paragraph, findings, oropharynx appear normal, pure paragraph, esophagus, appeared normal, pure paragraph stomach. There's a diminutive polyp in the body and fundus of the stomach. Biopsy is taken, period. There's diffuse erythema and subepithelial hemorrhages in the antrum and body of the stomach. Biopsy is taken, pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, period. Biopsy is taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, scattered early diverticulosis present, pure paragraph. Translation appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon hepatoflexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Facing colon cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1. For pathology reports, number 2, on inflammations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinic, next number, we'll start the patient on protonics, 40 milligrams per daily, next number, high fiber diet, next number, 5, supplementation, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.